Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Rapid Fire on this Wednesday, May 19th. My name is Savannah Hernandez, your host for the next hour as we get into everything that's going on in our society today. Now, as you guys know, I don't normally do my streams on a Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m., but this has been such a trying week. And the cherry on top of the cake was me waking up this morning and just seeing that my Instagram is being threatened to be deleted because of something I posted on my story, which no longer exists 8 days ago. So people are just, you know, they're trying to make a reason to delete me at this point. And, you know, back in the day, I would have just been like, Instagram, I hate Instagram. I still hate Instagram to this day. Who cares about it? But it really is one of the biggest platforms that I still have. And I have watched over the past year as my work slowly gets deleted from Twitter, from Instagram, from YouTube. We already have a strike here. So before we get into anything today, I want to say, please go follow me on my Odyssey channel. Again, the censors are coming down hard on me because I'm not ever going to stop living as a free American, ever. And that's why it's so important to go to alternative platforms, and it's so important that we go to alternative platforms and speak the truth. So the link to my Odyssey channel is down below. Please go follow me there before you come back to my YouTube channel and I'm gone and you have no idea how to find me. Please go follow me over there. But more importantly, let's get into the topic of tonight's show. The title of today is Live Free or Die. Now, I first saw this motto when I was driving through New Hampshire one summer, and it's the motto of their state. And I thought it was such a powerful phrase, and it stuck with me my whole life. And I just feel like it's bad vibes this week. I'm not happy with the way society's going. I'm really not loving the government lately. And more importantly, I'm not liking the soft conservatives who keep bowing down to the left and allowing our country to get further and further away from us. So I titled the show this because this is the motto that we now need to live by. And again, going back to this being the state motto of New Hampshire, the words live free or die, written by General John Stark on July 31st, 1809, shall be the official motto of the state. It was the 1945 legislature that gave New Hampshire its official motto and emblem as World War II approached a successful end. Again, very powerful phrasing, very punchy. I love it. I live by this motto. I live by this phrase because, again, we have two choices in society right now, two different choices, okay? The differences are very stark in which way you want to go. Now, you can either live free as a red-blooded American who will stand up for your rights, for your right to breathe, for your right to bear arms, for your right to speak freely and openly. And again, one of the biggest reasons why I hate censorship is because big tech, the government, the media, our politicians are... they're rewriting history, one, and they're also controlling our thoughts, our emotions, via what we are allowed to see and think. So you can either live free as an American who will openly speak and not bow down or bend the knee to these fascist dictators who are telling us what we can and cannot say, or you can die. And when I say die, because that sounds pretty dramatic, right? When I say die, I mean, living under governmental control in itself is essentially a death sentence. Let's look at what happened over the past year. People are being told to inject experimental liquids into their body. People don't know how it's going to affect them. And many people have had very adverse reactions to it. The government is constantly telling us, live in a pod, eat bugs, live in fear, eat your donuts. Basically, everything that the government tells us is going to be healthy is leading us further and further towards an unhealthy lifestyle. Everything that the government has told us to do this past year has been unhealthy, and it has been on track for us to die faster. Stay inside. Don't go work out. Inject yourself with experimental liquids. Don't go out and socialize. Put face masks on your kids. This is healthy. This is going to help you live longer. And this is the world that we're living in now. The government wants depression, anxiety, and subservience to be our daily, every single day emotions that we live in and feel. And that in itself is a death sentence. No one who lives this way, no one who adheres to these government regulations and has been listening to the government destroy their lives for the past year is living free. No, they're dying. They're dying every single day. And again, that sounds dramatic, but look at where we are as a society. You have people who are still wearing face masks. They said as soon as the CDC told them it was okay, they were going to take them off. But they are so manipulated and brainwashed by the government that they still refuse to take their face masks off. And we are not living, you know, the coexist bumper sticker is so funny to me. And I know that's more of like a religious type thing. But in regards to where we are in society, I feel like we cannot coexist with these sheep who have been manipulated by the government for the past year and who are now trying to get us to be subservient as well. No, we are living free. We're not living under government tyranny or control. We're not living under medical tyranny. I'm not going to tell people if I got vaccinated or not. I'm not going to bend the knee and tiptoe around what I want to say, because the reason why our society is where it is today is because people are weak nowadays. They're afraid to speak out. They're afraid to say truth. And that's where we are. Again, it is discouraging when I come on here, I tell you guys what's going on in society, and then I get banned everywhere. But I'm not going to bend the knee. I'm not going to bend the knee, because I'm going to live free as a red-blooded American with my God-given rights. I refuse to accept the death sentence that is the left's ideology and government control of my life. That's a death sentence, and I refuse to accept it. Now, the reason I came to this conclusion today is because I was driving home from my boxing class, and I saw two things on the road. One, I saw a bumper sticker that said, I want separation of church and hate, which I thought was hilarious, because I went down this whole trail in my mind of how criticizing politicians will soon be hate speech. And why am I saying this? Where am I getting this from? Well, we're seeing tweets like this come from Hillary Clinton. It's pretty simple. Get vaccinated, get your life back. Kamala Harris also joined on this train. She said, get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. Again, go ahead and choose that death sentence if you see fit. I don't want to do that with my life. I want to live free. So I saw this bumper sticker. I want separation between church and hate. And all hate is someone disagreeing with the degenerate lifestyle that you want to live. If you really want to get down to it, when it comes to, for example, this bumper sticker specifically with the church and hate, what is hateful in the church nowadays regarding the left ideologies is anything that's actually biblical. Hate today is going against how someone wants to live their degenerate life and calling them out on it. That in itself is hateful. And the way that we have manipulated speech in our society, criticizing our politicians within the next few months or years will be categorized as hate speech. And we're already starting to see the slow creep of that. So I saw that bumper sticker, and then I also saw something else. I saw this Jeep driving, and there was a flag waving behind the Jeep. And I drove up next to it, and it said, fuck Biden and fuck you for voting for him. And those are two different realities. You have the reality of the free red-blooded American who sees what Joe Biden's presidency is doing to this country and is standing up against it and is not afraid of liberals and is not afraid of his freedom of speech or to have an opinion and to air them openly for everyone to see. And then you have a little bumper sticker that says, don't be hateful towards me because that'll hurt my feelings. Those are the two stark contrasts in society today, and you have to choose your own reality of which one you want to live in. Do you want to live free or do you want to die? Nobody can make that choice except for you. Again, I'm sorry to be so passionate and like serious about this issue, but I get in phases where I don't even want to come on and talk about politics anymore. It's exhausting. It's ugly. I don't like doing it. And again, I've taken a couple days off from coming on the stream because I have just needed a break. It's just been bad vibes. And I'm so tired of having to listen to conservatives bitch about Israel and Palestine when we have our own problems in this country. And I am going to later on in the broadcast be discussing the only two questions we should be asking in regards to that whole Middle Eastern affair that is happening right now. That is for my America Firsters specifically. If you're not America First, if you think that's a big issue that we need to be talking about and that every conservative should be calling out, well, stay tuned to see what I have to say. See if you agree with me. If you don't, leave a comment below. Let me know what you think. But going back to, again, where I have been mentally, and I hate saying that, it sounds so like pathetic and weak, like where I've been mentally the past couple of weeks, but no, it is a very mental thing to have to, you know, absorb yourself in politics all the time and see all of the bad news, see pictures of like this, of this poor little kid, like look at his face, he is all of us, okay, you guys, like this poor kid. And it's so funny because the original tweet here, and I'm gonna make this full screen, the original tweet that this picture was tied to is deleted because everyone started roasting this photo. People were like, oh, look, everyone's safe at schools. And it's like everyone just pointed this poor kid out and how miserable he looks about the fact that a year into this nonsense, he is still having to wear a face mask at school. And this police officer behind him is like, oh my gosh, like, look how cute. Everyone's doing great. And this poor child is being physically tortured. That's what this is. Like, forcing kids to wear a face mask, I feel like, is torture. Like, we should not be subjecting children to this. And again, too, just to help really lay out for you guys how I have been feeling, I will utilize the tweets of one of my favorite people on Twitter, Jesse Kelly. He's one of my good friends. He says, you guys do know that the CDC lifting those guidelines out of the blue with no solid explanation proves they lied to you the whole time about everything, right? Just wanted to make sure everyone has processed that correctly. On top of Jesse, Lauren Boebert also tweets out, it's never been about green energy, about climate change, about safety, about slowing the spread. It's always been about control, 100%. And conservatives, Republicans can keep, you know, reiterating this until they're blue in the face. But ultimately, us tweeting about these subjects is not going to help anyone. Until we decide to live free as Americans and take back our own rights, it doesn't matter that this got 18,000 likes. It doesn't matter what the CDC says or CDC doesn't say. It doesn't matter, you know, what the government issues you to be doing or not. Until you personally decide to take back your own rights, you will never be free again. So choose your own reality and choose your own path on that one. Granted, these tweets did really help, you know, help me express to you guys how I'm feeling about all of this. It's been a tough couple of days, guys. It really has. I really am getting to the point where I don't even want to talk politics anymore. Because what is the point of me continuing to discuss these issues to people who want to be willingly ignorant? And that's not you guys on this stream. I do appreciate all your support, and I do enjoy coming and speaking with you guys on these issues and informing you guys of what's going on. But you guys are smart. You don't need me to do that. But it's just so demoralizing to watch the left continue to be uplifted, to watch all of the lies in our society continue to be uplifted and upheld as biblical truth, to watch the manipulation, to watch just the straight up like psychological operation that we're all living through, and continue seeing people not only accept this, but beg to stay in it. It's so demoralizing. But that's where we are in society. That's where our country is currently at. Now, it's not all bad. I know I've been kind of a black pill right now. It's not all bad. We are seeing a lot of stores come forward like Trader Joe's and dropping their mask requirement and encouraging customers to follow CDC guidance. And as this article states, basically, you know, Trader Joe's is like, we're not going to screen people at the front. We're not going to ask them, did you get the synthetic jab or not? You know, can you come into the store or not? They're not going to screen people. They're going to let customers, you know, go to their store and decide for themselves if they want to, I guess, you know, put themselves at risk, whatever, however you want to phrase this. So they've decided that. A lot of other stores have decided this as well. And, you know, I'm seeing a lot of conservatives too right now saying, oh, if someone asks me if I got the synthetic liquid, I'm just going to say yes. And they can't say anything to me and I'm not going to wear my mask anymore. No, don't say that. You turn around and you say, I'm sorry, but that's none of your business. Are you a medical doctor? Where's your standing to be asking me personal questions like this? I'm not answering that. I'm coming to go shopping. Do not harass me. Don't lie to these people, because even, you know, lying to them so you don't have to wear the mask is in itself bending the knee to this complete insanity. If you don't have the synthetic liquid running through your veins, don't say that you do. Don't say that you do. Push back against this nonsense. Because again, when in history have HIPAA laws just completely been disregarded and people are now allowed to ask you your personal medical history? No. Don't live that way. You don't have to. So don't do that. Now, like I said, a lot of these stores are dropping their requirements. We're slowly getting back to normal. But as we get back to normal, the government and politicians realize that they're losing their power and it's freaking them out, which is why we're seeing the media run pieces like this. This is from PolitiFact. If you guys remember from my last stream, I read that breaking 911 tweet thread that basically said about 40 to 50% of CDC FDA employees are refusing the COVID-19 vax, according to Anthony Fauci and FDA's Peter Marks. And PolitiFact rated this as false. And they rated this as false because they said, no, they're not refusing the shots. And let's go ahead and actually read Dr. Fauci's statement here, because, of course, we got to make sure that we're being accurate. So the CDC and the FDA are key agencies involved in screening vaccines. Fauci heads the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which is part of a different agency, the National Institute of Health. In response to Burr's question, Fauci said of NIAID, I think it's probably a little bit more than half, probably around 60%, Mark said. It's probably in the same range for FDA employees in regards to the synthetic liquid. Walensky didn't give a percentage for CDC employees, saying that they have the option to report their status, but that the federal government is not requiring it, so we do not know. Now, reading this and just using my own common sense, it kind of does sound like that is a refusal to not get the synthetic health. So this is just another example of the manipulation of language. Dr. Fauci came forward and said that, about 60% of people said that they would get it and they have, but the other people have it. If you're not getting something that, again, the government is trying to pretend that they can mandate and force on people, that sounds like a refusal to me. It really does. But again, that's just another manipulation on language of how they're going to say, well, this is actually false. This is what actually happened. And this is what is actually said. Now, keep in mind that while PolitiFact is running cover for this experimental liquid, we are seeing more and more videos come out like this one. Now, Chelsea Handler, I know how much everyone on this broadcast probably loves her for her great comedy and amazing career. Just kidding. I got jokes today, guys. She got her second Moderna jab, and let's just see how that worked out for her. Hopefully my microphone does not pop off today, guys.
Okay, so I got my second shot of Moderna today, and I feel really sick, and it's only been 4 hours, and I'm deaf in one ear. Did anyone else? I thought I was going to get sick tomorrow, but I feel sick. Did this happen to other people? Please tell me.
So there you go. We have all of Hollywood who is advocating to get this experimental liquid again. Whoop. I really need to figure out videos for you guys. I promise I will one day. I've just been so busy with my life that I haven't had time to sit down and work all this out. I'm sorry. But anyways, that is what people are experiencing when they get this. But we still have the media, the government, and politicians running cover and lying to everyone and saying that this is 100% safe and effective, when that in itself should be fact-checked, because we're seeing more and more stories, again, and videos like that one come out and stories like this come out. Eric Clapton feared he would never play again after a disastrous time with the jab. Now, let's go ahead and read into this article a little bit more. I'm going to give the time and energy to the conservative outlet as opposed to the LA Times. So let's read into this. Their headline is, legendary guitarist Eric Clapton says he suffered disastrous side effects from the jab, blames propaganda, insisting they're safe. Now, apparently, the magazine cited a letter Clapton wrote describing his ordeal to architect and anti-lockdown activist Robin Grizzietti, who shared it with the guitarist's permission. Rolling Stone said it confirmed the authenticity of the letter. Clapton, however, has not immediately responded for comment. Now, in this letter, he wrote, I took the first jab of AZ, that's AstraZeneca, and straight away had severe reactions, which lasted 10 days. I recovered eventually and was told it would be 12 weeks before the second one. He added that about 6 weeks later, he was offered and took the second AZ shot, but with a little more knowledge of the dangers. Needless to say, the reactions were disastrous. His hands and feet were either frozen, numb, or burning, and they were pretty much useless for 2 weeks. He said he feared he would never play again. He also shared in the letter that he suffers from peripheral neuropathy and should have never gone near the needle, and that the propaganda said the vaccine was safe for everyone. I continue to tread the path of passive rebellion and try to toe the line in order to be able to actively love my family, but it's hard to bite my tongue with what I know now. So there you guys go. But guess what will never be reported in the mainstream news? Guess what we're never going to see on CNN, MSNBC, or even Fox News? This story right here headlined as a big national story, as it should be. This is happening to celebrities now, okay? The people who have big platforms and are speaking out about it. Now, this has been happening to your average American for months. And a couple streams back, go to my Instagram and I'll show you guys the video where you can just type in, man dies from synthetic liquid, obviously use the real terminology for that, or woman dies from synthetic liquid. And you'll see that there's articles on articles, and you can keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling of all of the adverse, not just adverse reactions, but straight up deaths. And now we're seeing stories like this. But the government can never admit that the manufacturers of this synthetic liquid, which are not held liable if you have an adverse reaction or die from it, they will never admit that it's not safe. They're trying to lie to everyone and saying that it's FDA approved and it's effective, but it's not. It's not. And now we're seeing videos like this come out too. And I thought that this was like just like a funny fake video here, but people are basically putting magnets on where they got vaccinated, and the magnets are sticking to the injection site. Again, I thought that this was a joke and I was like, this is not real. But so many videos came out about it. And then hashtag magnet challenge was trending on Twitter. And I was scrolling through the thread and it was all of these videos of these people putting the magnet there in live time and being shocked, like, what is going on? And again, how are you going to, like, look how many videos this is. Like, did this many people fake this? Like, somebody explain that to me. So there you go. That's currently trending. And again, too, let's just go ahead and here's the magnet challenge on Twitter. And they tried it out here. That's where she got the injection. Boom. There you guys go. So again, I can't confirm if this is true or not. And I will never be able to confirm it because I'm not getting the synthetic liquid in my body. But it has to be a very elaborate hoax for the amount of videos that came out and an entire trend on Twitter that came out with multiple people of multiple races, multiple ages all coming out with this. So yeah, I just thought that was very interesting and I wanted to share it with you guys. If you guys want to go look up that video for yourself on BitChute, it is called the ultimate vax magnet stuck to arm at injection site compilation. There you guys go. And again, it's just videos on videos of this continuing to happen to people. Go look that up for yourself. It's pretty wild, you guys. And again, I'm bringing it up because I went and I looked into this myself and I was like, what the hell? This can't be real. And there it is. So while all that's going on, we have National Guardsmen walking around Dallas and trying to vaccinate people. So we now have military members walking the streets of America trying to get you to take this while you're chilling at the bar. This happened here in Dallas, and I wish I knew it or had known that it happened sooner, or I was at Deep Ellum when it had happened, because I would have went up to them and I would have just started questioning them about all the stuff that I talk about here with you guys. And again, many people were just really grossed out and shocked by this. This is from Zero Hedge. Uniformed troops go to bars in 7-Eleven in Dallas to randomly vaccinate the younger crowd. For much of the past month, the national media has been replete with headlines decrying hesitancy as corona infection rates continue on the decline. Amid dire warnings, this may hinder herd immunity goals. Local and federal health agencies are busy pouring vast resources into vax promoting ad campaigns. And again, we've seen that time and time again. And I saw this one tweet and it was so perfect. And it basically said, a real pandemic wouldn't need a marketing campaign. And I thought that was such It's just like a perfect way to discuss everything that's happening in society, because it's like people were really dropping dead in the street and we were all really living in fear. And this was as deadly as they all say it was. It wouldn't need a marketing campaign. We wouldn't need the full force of the media behind this pushing it. We wouldn't need the full force of politicians, our government, big tech pushing this all the time on us if it wasn't manufactured fear porn. But it is. And we see that time and time again. Now, while we're all being used in a mass experiment, Joe Biden is driving around in electric vehicles, being old and weird, as per usual. And my favorite part about this video as well, this came out earlier today, or it came out yesterday. He's driving this Ford pickup truck for a test drive. Apparently, people figured out that, look at this, you guys, and you can watch the video for yourself and see that there's a second steering wheel in the vehicle that Joe Biden is in. Now, when it comes to stuff like this, I usually try to be very logical with it. And I'm like, okay, it's probably Secret Service. Joe Biden probably isn't allowed to drive at all anywhere. He's the president of the United States. Like, logically, it would make sense that Secret Service would be the ones that were kind of, driving him around, whatever. But also, it's like, this just shows how fake Joe Biden's whole presidency is. He's fake. He can't even drive a truck in an abandoned parking lot without having a second steering wheel there to guide him and drive him. Maybe it's because of Secret Service. Maybe it's because he's so incoherent and has no idea what's going on that they couldn't have him risking his own life on the open road. You know, somebody take Joe Biden's ability to drive away, clearly. But I thought this was hilarious, and I did want to point out how, again, while all of this is going on in our society, we have a president who is posing for fake photo ops. You know, our border's still wide open. Our economy's crashing. Things are not looking good, you guys. And what's happening? Joe Biden is here on this fake photo op for his fake presidency. And that's what he's doing. And on top of this, too, he joked about running over one of the reporters who was there questioning him. This reporter was asking about Israel, and Joe Biden laughed, and I want to read his exact quote to you guys. He said, so this reporter said, "Mr. President, can I ask you a quick question on Israel before you drive away, since it's so important?" And he said, "No, you can't, not unless you get in front of the car as I step on it. I'm only teasing." So that was his exact quote. Again, if Donald Trump had said anything like this, people would have been like, "Donald Trump threatens to murder media member in the most disgusting display of power abuse we've ever seen." And Joe Biden, all day, every day, makes the most racist remarks. You know, black kids are just as smart as white kids. I can't even remember what he said. Poor kids are just as smart as white kids, something like that. Just very racist, very racist. And that's not the only racist thing Joe Biden has said. Now he's joking about running over media members. And the media just collapsed like the seals that they are. They're like, "Yay, we love you, Joe. Oh my gosh, you're so amazing." Ugh, sorry, that voice was annoying, you guys. But that's genuinely how every single media member sounds in my head. So Joe Biden is posing for these fake photo ops while our entire country burns. And on top of that as well, we had Katie Pavlich, who works for, I believe, Fox News, who said it's Monday and the White House called a lid at 1:48 p.m. Eastern time. This was this past Monday. And again, too, let's look at the whole entire race for president. You know, during Joe Biden's campaign, during that election season when he was running for president, he would call lids at like 9 a.m. Donald Trump was out here giving us 3-4 rallies a day. The crowds were energized. On top of being the president still at that time, was giving us rallies all day, every day. And Joe Biden was like, "Well, it's 9 a.m. I got to go eat my yogurt. Can't take questions from the press." And he's still doing it during his presidency. Nobody is surprised at all. On top of that as well, remember that just last week, one of the biggest pipelines in the U.S. was shut down from cyber terrorist hackers who basically broke into their system and were like, "Yeah, you need to pay us a ransom or we're going to, you know, not give you back your ability to access your servers." So Joe Biden's administration basically came forward and said that that was a private sector issue, aka, if domestic terrorists want to attack you as a private business owner in America, there's really nothing that we can do. I'm only the president of the United States, and we're only the administration of the most powerful country in the world. We can't do anything to help you. And now we're seeing tweets like this come out Colonial Pipeline hackers received $90 million in Bitcoin. So people were saying that ransom wasn't paid, but I guess it actually was, because in Joe Biden's America, you do pay the ransom to terrorists because terrorists run these streets, both abroad and here at home. Now let's talk about the issue of Israel and Palestine, because that is a topic that has been on everyone's mouths and everyone's lips for the past couple of weeks as tensions continue to rise in the Middle East. Again, when it comes to these issues, and I have been following it because anytime anything happens in the Middle East or internationally at all, whether it's Taiwan, Australia, any of these other countries, France right now, there's a lot of interesting things going on over there, Canada. I like international politics, but the thing that I don't like when it comes to the Middle East, Israel and Palestine specifically, is how involved our politicians are in regards to having an opinion on these issues. Because I don't see them that passionate about America burning down to the ground or getting destroyed. And this is not a left or right issue. I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats. They have given so much time and energy to these Middle Eastern affairs. And again, this is for my America First crowd. If you guys don't know, that is the political leaning that I identify with the most. You know, I think we should be putting our country first. I think we should be taking care of the problems here at home, and we should be taking care of our citizens here at home. So America First ideology, if you will. This is for you guys. And again, if you are pro-Palestine or pro-Israel, please, in the comments below, let me know your thoughts on this. But in regards to being an American citizen, these are the only two questions you should be asking in regards to Israel and Palestine. Number one, why is the American government more focused on foreign countries and relations than our own country? Again, our economy crashing, our border wide open, our president incoherent. So why the hell do we have politicians fighting all day and night on Twitter and, you know, using their time and energy to focus in on these issues that have really nothing to do with us? But they do to an extent, and I will acknowledge that, again, we do send money and weapons over to that side of the world. So the second question that we should be asking is, why is the U.S. involved in not one side, but both sides of this conflict? Right now, the U.S., I believe it's $735 million of weapons that they're trying to sell to Israel right now. And on top of that, we know that Obama back in the day, and, you know, this is something that is currently being revived, the Iran nuclear deal, where we are selling or sending billions of dollars to Iran, which we know is tied to Hamas, which we know is tied to Palestine, if you will. Why are we sending money and weapons to both sides of this fight? I feel like, and again, I'm just getting into this. I'm just getting into this whole entire issue. So in regards to my historical knowledge and context of both sides, fill me in, guys, brush me up, you know, put me, help me get up to date on that. But in regards to the research that I have done, the U.S., the reason why, you know, we do have to speak about this to some extent is because the U.S. continues to send money to not one but both sides, or weapons to not one but both sides. And then we have our entire media as well that is shilling for one side or the other. So let's talk about the fact that the AP was working in a building with Hamas. And I just got a huge super chat from K-Biz. I'll shout you out, K-Biz, because thank you so much for the contribution. That's awesome. He says, thank you for everything, to everything you are doing. Thank you for everything you're doing. You're a bright new star in the conservative movement. Keep it up. Thank you, K-Biz. You're awesome. Thank you so much for that contribution. That was an awesome super chat, and I appreciate the support. So let's talk about our media and how they're shilling for not one, but both sides of this, whether it's pro-Israel, pro-Palestine. When it comes to Middle Eastern affairs and issues, I feel like I can never understand at the core of it what actually happened over there, because by the time rockets are being fired, the news of what actually happened is so filtered in regards to what we're hearing. But again, this is our American media who's sharing office space with Hamas. Smoke rising from what was the building housing our AP office in Gaza moments after Israeli jets destroyed it. I and my colleagues evacuated safely, leaving behind our best memories. Thank you for all your wishes. I'm sorry I can't respond to inquiries now as we are overwhelmed. Now, number one, who the hell takes a selfie if they feel like their life is at risk, okay? This man was clearly, and Israel came forward and said that they warned all of these civilians and all of the people that were in this building what they were going to do before they went and they bombed it down. And this picture pretty much corroborates that claim, because if your building's getting bombed down, do you think that you're going to stop and take a selfie? No, you're going to be freaking scared. You're going to be running for cover. You're going to be terrified. You're not going to be stopping and taking a selfie like this hack AP reporter. So apparently, The CEO of AP came out and said he was shocked and horrified that the Israeli military would target and destroy the building housing AP's bureau and other news organizations in Gaza. But it actually came out that Hamas was in the same building that these journalists were in, which led many people to ask the question, did the AP know that Hamas was in this building? And if they did, why were they hiding that? Brian Stelter says that AP is calling for an independent investigation, and AG on Twitter says, I agree there should be an independent investigation into the AP and their coordination with a terrorist group. If local AP journalists were aware of Hamas operations and refused to port them, as seems likely, the organization has a lot to answer for. I saw this meme and I thought it was hilarious. It's a four people around a water cooler. They look like journalists, and there's like a straight up Hamas member, and it's like, Sheila works for Al Jazeera and I'm with the Associated Press. How about you? Absolutely hilarious. I just wanted to bring that up because I think it's pretty funny. And it's like, that was basically the AP sharing a building with Hamas. And then again, to just going back to our American media running cover for both sides. This was a Vox article. Yes, Gaza militants hide rockets in schools, but Israel doesn't have to bomb them. Like, what the hell is this headline? What the hell is going on in our country? And why is our media spreading propaganda for Israel and Palestine or Hamas or Iran, whatever, you know, however you want to phrase that? Why is our American media running propaganda for them? Why are our politicians dedicating time and energy to those issues? And why is our American government sending money to both sides or weapons? Let's talk about the weapons, okay? Because again, $735 million arms sale to Israel. AOC and other progressives are mulling a resolution to block this sale. Ted Cruz and other Republicans strongly condemn the Biden administration for not standing up enough for Israel. Again, why is this an issue that we are getting involved in? Israel is a military superpower. They can defend themselves. And in regard to Palestine, that is a 1,000 years holy war that's going on over there. So this is not some little conflict that's going to be resolved via sending arms to Israel, defending Palestine. That this is not an issue that's going to get resolved with that. So again, if you're an American citizen, and I'm bringing this up because I keep seeing in New York City, in LA, all of these Americans, or I don't know, Palestinians or Israelis who are living here in America, they're fighting in the streets of our country. They're bringing more chaos to our country because they're fighting between Palestine and Israel. And again, don't bring that over here. You leave that over there. If you want to go fight for Palestine, go to Palestine. If you want to go fight for Israel, go to Israel. It's one thing to be passionate about the country that you came from. Yes, and that's not a bad thing. But when you're bringing the chaos and violence and destruction from that country over here, just don't. If you're an American citizen, why is that your number one priority? And that is the issue in our country today, is we have these immigrants who put their country over America, the country that they now have citizenship to. And that is why we now are living in a country with citizens who hate this country. And again, illegal immigration is a big issue too. So that's another big factor to that. But the number one thing we should be focusing on as American citizens is our country. And the only two questions that you should be asking in regards to Israel and Palestine is, why are our politicians focused on that more than American issues? And why the hell are we still involved in sending money and weapons to both sides? So that's all I'm going to say in regards to Israel and Palestine. I'm not going to get into it any further. And like I said, if you want updates on what's going on over there, you're not going to get it here, because to be frank, I care about what's going on here in America. And yes, America is tied to those issues because we are invested monetarily or weapons-wise in what's going on. But that is because of our government, and that is because of our politicians. The same politicians who should be standing for their constituents and do not are standing more and are more passionate about the Israelis and Palestinians right now than they are about the American people. Where the hell is that passion for the American people, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Ted Cruz? Where's the passion for the American people who are also dealing with our own domestic terrorists on the streets, BLM and Antifa, who burned down our entire country last year? Where is the passion towards sending all of that money that you're sending to foreign countries? Where's all the passion to reinvest that back into our own country? It's not there. It's not there. And that's the issue today. So again, in regards to this Middle Eastern affair, I am informed enough to make these statements on them. But if you feel like there's something I am uninformed on or need to acknowledge in regards to the situation, please leave the comment, a comment down below. Please leave your opinion down below, and I'll happily read both sides, pro-Palestine or pro-Israel, because it is very interesting to me. But again, I care about my country and I care about America first. So there you guys go. That is my opinion on that. Now, I also too want to discuss January 6th and the Capitol siege, because new footage has come out that pretty much vindicates what we've all been talking about and saying, and it goes against the narrative that the media has been running with, that everyone on January 6th that was a Trump supporter that was even there was a domestic terrorist. Let's watch this quick clip together, okay, guys? Let's just watch this clip of Capitol Police working with these protesters.
The police here are willing to work with us and cooperate peacefully, like our First Amendment allows. Gather more Americans under the condition that they will come and gather peacefully to discuss what needs to be done to save our country.
Remain calm.
We're not going to assault. We're going to be heard. Everybody, this must be peaceful.
This has to be peaceful. We have the right to peacefully assemble.
And I love how this video ends on Q Shaman, who, again, the entire media has been just completely trying to slander and obliterate. There you guys go. The Trump supporters who were there on the 6th were saying that the police were letting them in the building. And again, I have several reporter friends whose footage corroborate these claims. And now we're seeing this type of footage come out too, where the police are literally like, yeah, come on in, just be peaceful. And the Trump supporters are like, yep, we'll be peaceful. Thank you for letting us in. There you go. There you guys go. This clip completely obliterates the mainstream media's entire fake narrative that they ran with. And again, too, if you want to talk about the deaths that happened on January 6th, it was all Trump supporters. The police officers, the Capitol police officers who died during that event, they died not because Trump supporters hit them over the head with a fire extinguisher. All those stories were fake. But no media outlet is going to, you know, headline that and tell you guys the truth. No, they're demonizing everyone who was there on the 6th, and they're going to do everything in their power to try to make sure that this clip doesn't go more viral than it already has, because it completely obliterates their narrative, their fake lies, and them trying to completely destroy people's lives to this day for going and trying to have their grievances heard, because they did feel like Donald Trump was the last person in office who really stood for constituents. So they went and they got pissed off and they went to the Capitol. I mean, say what you will, so many people have so many different theories about what happened in regarding to that day. But there you go. There's that video. It's important to look at all angles, but our media does not do that nowadays. But you guys will get it here as long as I am still on YouTube. Again, remember to go follow me on Odyssey. My link is down below. So video there of the Capitol Police allowing protesters to enter the building peacefully. On top of that, we also have Marjorie Taylor Greene asking why January 6th rioters are being held in solitary confinement while Black Lives Matter and Antifa rioters walk free. An interesting question and a very important thing that we should still be talking about, because again, I personally know a lot of people whose lives have been ruined. Their homes have been raided. Their jobs have been destroyed. Their lives have been destroyed because they had the audacity to go to their nation's capital on January 6th. I'm talking about people as well who didn't even go inside the building. They were there reporting. They were there just trying to document history, and they had their lives ruined. They had their houses raided. The FBI and our intelligence agencies right now are running political persecution against the people who were at that event. And don't try to tell me that it's not, because 100% it is. You had Black Lives Matter and Antifa running around this damn country last year, burning things down to the ground in Portland, in Seattle, in Los Angeles, in New York, in Dallas and Austin, Texas, all over this damn country, walking scot-free. They would go and burn down the courthouse in Portland, get arrested, be let out the next day, and then continue that destructive cycle for over 100 days in Portland. Those people, the DOJ has dropped their charges. Meanwhile, if you went to the 6th, If you went to the Capitol on the 6th, the FBI is going to knock down your door. The FBI is going to politically persecute you and put you in solitary confinement. Again, this is not an exaggeration. I know people's lives who have been ruined. I have friends who are on the no-fly list right now just for being there. So there you go. That's America in 2021. It's not a fair country anymore. I really don't feel like we have our freedoms, which is why, like I said, I started off this show with that very important phrase of live free or die, because that is the decision that you have to make at this point. How are you going to live your life? Which path are you going to take? Because there's two stark differences in regards to which way you want to go. We don't live in a country anymore where we have freedoms. We don't. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Do we have freedom of speech in this country anymore? Not really, because people went on January 6th to go protest, and guess what happened? They now have intelligence agencies ruining their lives. How is that freedom of speech? Because again, too, there's a lot of people who were there just waving flags, and the FBI put their pictures on Twitter and were like, we need help identifying these people so we can ruin their lives and put them in jail. Also, please ignore BLM and Antifa. We're not going to spend any time and energy on finding out who did that. So there you go. That is the country that we're currently living in. On top of that, and you know, speaking of our military and our intelligence agencies, we had this story come out. Space Force CO who got holiday call from Trump fired over comments decrying Marxism in the military. A commander of a U.S. Space Force unit tasked with detecting ballistic missile launches has been fired for comments made during a podcast promoting his new book, which claims Marxist ideologies are becoming prevalent in the United States military. His name's Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, who is commander of the 11th Space Warning Squadron at Buckley Air Force in Colorado, and he was relieved from his post on Friday by the head of Space Operations Command over a loss of confidence in his ability to lead. The decision was based on public comments made by Lieutenant Lohmeyer in a recent podcast. So there you guys go. If you have the wrong opinion, your entire career can now be destroyed. And I know in regards to the military too, they're told that they can't be too political. I am aware and familiar that that is a thing. But also, when has being anti-Marxist been a very political leaning? Maybe it is. I don't know. I feel like it's more of just like an ideology that's bad and historically has been bad. And again, do you think we're ever going to see the headline military, you know, general who said that Marxism was a great thing fired from post? Are we ever going to see that headline? No. Look what's happening to our intelligence agencies right now. Look what's happening to our military. Look at all these recruitment ads that we've been playing of the army saying that if you're, you know, the daughter of a lesbian couple, we'll come to the army because we're inclusive and diverse. Come to the CIA intelligence agency because we hire people who are mentally ill and have anxiety disorders, full stop. Oh my gosh, I hate that phrase. Dan Bongino said it on his show and I was like, Dan, no, please stop. Full stop, please stop. Disgusting. Anyway, so that's the absolute state of our military right now and our country. There we go. Let's do a quick news blitz and then I'm going to get to your guys' super chats. Sorry, I had a lot to say and I do see a lot of super chats coming in. Thank you guys so much for the donations tonight. I really appreciate it. I'm trying to buy a better computer, so all your super chats will go towards the savings account to keep building the studio better and better. So thank you guys so much. I'll be getting to your super chats here in about 5 minutes. Let's do a quick news blitz. I thought this headline was very funny, especially with what happened last week. This is from Breitbart. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says pipelines are most efficient efficiently move petroleum. Sorry, I read that kind of fast, guys. That's why we have pipelines. And let's read that exact quote so we're making sure that we're quoting him correctly. Buttigieg sat down with the Washington Post political reporter Eugene Scott to talk about the administration's far-left effort on infrastructure, which will cost the American taxpayers millions. Scott pressed Buttigieg by saying Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm, we played that video, said earlier this week pipelines are still the best way to move oil. Then asked if Buttigieg agreed with the statement, Buttigieg responded by saying, certainly. He then continued, especially when you're talking about the efficiency of moving petroleum products. That's why we have pipelines. So it's so funny that they all admit and know that moving petroleum is most effective via pipeline, but Joe Biden killed the Keystone Pipeline. And we just saw what happened with Colonial Pipeline as well in regards to Like, look at how much it did affect our country with a pipeline being shut down. And I'm using that as an example of how much oil these pipelines do move. And again, I've done this in my past streams as well, and I've laid out the difference between moving oil via pipeline versus via train and the different methods used. And pipeline is one of the safest and most environmentally friendly. Not saying that accidents don't happen and oil spills don't happen, but via pipeline, it is way more safe and effective. And again, we have two members of Joe Biden's administration now coming forward and saying, yes, that is true. Absolutely hilarious. They can't even lie about it because everyone knows that that's the truth. Let's end on some funnier news. Demi Lovato says she's non-binary and changed her pronouns to they, them. She said she's doing this for those out there that haven't been able to share who they truly are with their loved ones. And Gretchen Lynn says, is she admitting that this is activism? More funny, Elijah Schaefer has been saying that Demi Lovato looks like an Eminem character. And I think it's absolutely hilarious because that's the photo that he referenced and he's not wrong. Ah, man, she's had a history of abuse with drugs, mental problems. And so I think that this more than anything just solidifies that anyone who has they, them pronouns is probably dealing with bigger issues. And let's end the show on a positive note, as I like to do. This is from the NRA a couple days back. It said, armed citizen uses rifle to stop attempted mass shooting in Fort Smith, Arkansas. I'm sure that's a story that not many of you guys heard because our media refuses to highlight when a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun. And this happens very often. And I love seeing it. And I love highlighting it because, again, do not let anyone, especially the government, take away our Second Amendment rights. It is one of the most important rights that we have, and it should be saved. Before we get into the super chats, please, again, guys, go follow me on Odyssey. The link is down below. Instagram has threatened to delete my entire page, and we already have a strike on YouTube. My entire Twitter account has already been deleted. So I'm fighting censorship really hard, and I want to keep coming to you guys with the truth, with the facts, and speaking to you guys in an open format like this. And the best way for me to do that is via Odyssey. I'm still on YouTube now. YouTube is still king, unfortunately, in regards to live streaming, but I really am trying to get everyone to move over to Odyssey because this is where I will be ultimately, not YouTube. I already have one strike, two more, and I'm out. And you guys know I'm not going to bend the knee and I'm not going to walk on eggshells regarding my speech. We're going to tell it like it is, and we always will. So go follow me on Odyssey. I also have a lot of videos on there that do not live here on YouTube, like this interview with Michelle Malkin. I have a lot of videos on here that aren't on my YouTube. And I'm starting to think that I'm going to start deleting these streams off of YouTube after they're done. And you guys can go watch them on Odyssey, because leaving them up at this point is just giving YouTube more and more future fire to delete me, future ammo to delete me. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. So go follow me on Odyssey. Please, guys, I am really actually begging you. Like, if you do one thing for me, if you can't send super chats in, if you don't know how to support me, go to Odyssey. It's a free way to support me by going and subscribing to my channel over there. So again, everyone, thank you so much for supporting me. You guys are awesome. That's the end of tonight's show on this May 19th. It's a Wednesday. I appreciate all of you guys so much for the support. You guys really are the best.